When it meets in regular session Thursday evening, the Pensacola City Council is expected to approve the promotion of David Alexander to Chief of Police. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Chip Simmons is retiring next month after 29 years in the department, the last five as chief. In that post, he's overseen significant reductions in year-over-year crime and the lowest crime rate on record. The PPD also became the first in the Panhandle to equip officers with body cameras, 10 of them to start earlier this year.
We've been trying out different types of cameras. We've had some on the lapel, some on the chest, and some in the glasses, and I'm trying to figure out what was best for the Pensacola Police Department.
Simmons said the indictments in Ferguson, Missouri, and New York had something of an indirect effect on their timetable to deploy the new technology.
The incidents in Ferguson did kind of speed up some because we felt like we didn't want to be in the back of the line. So since we already had our background work done, we went ahead and pulled the trigger, so to speak, on the cameras ourselves. Everyone officers can be trained. We chose to go with 10 because we want to make sure they were comfortable with our policies, with our procedures.
Those procedures include downloading the video into the server and to the state attorney's office for judicial review. Generally speaking, a video recorded by an on-duty officer is admissible in court.
The thought is that whenever they respond to a call for service, then they will turn the camera on before they get out of the car, and that way they have a better chance of capturing everything that we feel like we need. There are some exceptions, and they can turn the cameras off on certain times, but by and large, the cameras will be on every time we have interaction with the public.
The City Council's expected confirmation of David Alexander would also make history as the first African-American in the department's 194-year history to hold the top job.
It's a challenge, and I'm excited about the challenge, and I'm looking forward to continue to work with all parts of the community to make this a win-win for everybody.
A 32-year veteran who has served as assistant chief since last September, Alexander for now is downplaying the historical part.
I'm more focused right now on the various challenges that could possibly be upcoming, as well as the present challenges, and certainly trying to stay focused and make sure that we maintain what we have. But I'm quite sure sooner or later, it'll hit me. Right now, it hasn't. I guess I got a lot of other things I'm thinking about right now.
Alexander, who holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and a master's in human resources management from Troy University, concedes that he's filling some big shoes left behind by Chief Simmons.
We've begun to establish an open line of communication across the board with our communities. He has demonstrated a higher level of responsiveness in terms of the needs in the community as a whole.
And he says the changeover from Simmons to Chief Alexander is expected to be a smooth one with everything in place on August 1st.
A lot of times it's about timing and when you might want to transition out. Nowadays, with the way sometimes those plans take a turn and all of a sudden somebody tell you they're going to retire and leave and you say, wow, I knew it could happen, but I think we all want to wish Chief Simmons well.
As for Chip Simmons, he's taking the newly created position of Assistant Escambia County Administrator. His areas of oversight will be public safety and corrections, along with facilities management and building services, including construction of the new county jail. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.